final hour on this Monday edition of the Hagman Report. Steve Quayle, as well as Bob Griswold, are going to be joining us in this hour to talk about all things preparations, and that's going to be a very informative conversation. Real quick news item before we get to our guests. The Supreme Court has upheld the Trump administration's ban on travel, which was highly contested since it was issued. The Supreme Court on Monday allowed the Trump administration to fully enforce a ban on travel to the United States by residents of six mostly Muslim countries. This is not a final ruling on the ban. Challenges to the policy are winding through federal courts, and the justices themselves ultimately are expected to rule on its legality. But the action indicates that the High Court might eventually approve the latest version of the ban announced by President Trump in September. Lower courts have continued to find problems with the policy. But good news, at least for now, that the Supreme Court is upholding Trump's travel.
And next we're going to have to arrest
judges.
Yeah, of course, we're going to have to arrest the judges who are acting super constitutionally or extra constitutionally. By the way, leading off with this, I just want to say that if you have not purchased the True Legends DVD for the conference, oh, you've got to do so. Let me tell you, it's a steal at twice the price. If you go to HagmanReport.com on the right, the icon for the DVD True Legends, the conference is there. What a Christmas gift that would make to anyone, for anyone, and the eye-opening talks by Dr. Michael Lake, by Tom Horn, by Steve, by Tim Alberino, and the inspirational parts, of course, by Henry Groover and Pastor David Langford and his brother. Just fabulous. So go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link there, or at SteveQuayle.com. And I just want to mention that because many people are doing their Christmas shopping right now. You don't even have to leave your house. Just a few mouse clicks and bam, there you go. What a tremendous gift. And I highly recommend that. I really do. With that, Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. Just a great, tremendous friend. I swear he's my, I call him my older brother. Because that's what it feels like. And of course, Robert Griswold as well. Steve, we're going to bring you in first. Steve, how you doing?
Well, thank you, Doug. I want to greet everybody. Thank you so much for giving the opportunity for myself and Bob Griswold to talk, because we want to talk about, I'd say, the most overlooked item that, you know, for years and years, Doug, being in the prep business and being trying to, having tried to warn people that the day would come when the blessings that we have been taking for granted, our easy access to food and then nutritional food, and now with all of the chemical destruction going on in our food systems and sources. And what we're facing right now is, I would say this, we are facing a food apocalypse, if you will, the revealing of just the lack of food that's going to be available. Fukushima has been the biggest covered up extinction level event in history. You couple that with the stories of the Mississippi River drying up, and there are areas where obviously the barges can't go, they can't bring their wheat and grains from the Midwest to different places to sell them. Then we've got the just absolute astonishing climatic imbalances going on, not to mention the chemtrails spraying. And ladies and gentlemen, the idea is this. The nice thing about thinking about giving a food storage program or food storage nutritional items, it's the gift that keeps on giving, because it keeps the recipient in the world of a living. That's my new poem for you tonight. Give the gift that keeps on giving, and keep the people in the land of the living. So we're going to talk about what's going on now. I've been in the food business in the survival business, excuse me, prep business, whatever you want to call it, for 35 years. But I asked Bob if he would come on just to give a reality check, because he's currently in that food, and we both are dealers for Numana, which will give some specials out later, and probably one of the best food sources in the country, in my opinion. They've done some neat stuff for me at my, and I say this, I know the food business pretty well. And what's going on right now, Doug, Joe, and listening audience, is that the idea that you can always get nutritional food is fast, and that's quickly, swiftly fleeing away. So, Bob, share what's going on, because obviously you hear the scuttlebutt from different purchasing departments, and let's try and, if by the hour that God's given us tonight, let's try and get people to understand that it's a biblical principle. You'll sell your birthright when you're starving to death. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, not only will you sell your birthright, Steve, but I remember one particular night I was in Pakistan, and I was in a cab driving around, and we were at a stoplight, and this lady came up to me and knocked on the window and asked me for $100 and that she would give me her young daughter. She needed that money to feed the rest of her family. Now, I suspect that mother loved her children as much as any other mother loves their children. We cannot even conceive of that in this country, that a mother would do such a thing. But desperation will drive people to do anything. We've mentioned the book, The Savage Continent, many times on this program. And we see those nations that gave in to doctrines of demons. In just about a decade, they went from the most evolved societies that humanity had ever known, the greatest art, literature, science, everything came out of those countries of Italy and Germany. After that was over, we saw people groveling in the streets doing unbelievably depraved acts just for a little food. You've read the quote, Steve, you know. And right now, in this country, we take it for granted that we can go down and purchase food. But I challenge people to look, when you go to your grocery store, look at the blank spaces that you will see. Look at how they are spreading out the food, that there's more spaces in between the items. It is because there are delivery issues that are developing. And so they want to make it look, it's like the child has spread his vegetables out on the table on his plate to make it look like he's eaten it all. But that's what's being done. We are being tricked and deceived into thinking that this just-in-time food delivery system is running the way it should. And in reality, like you said, Fukushima, there are just so many natural disasters we've had, is affecting the ability to feed the people on this planet in a manner that... These last two natural disasters we had, the hurricanes, it wiped out all of the food industry, the long-term food industry in this country. Every one of them were cleaned out by those two natural disasters. One of the companies, you sent me the article, they are still not caught up. They're still 3 and 4 weeks behind. And some of them have caught up. But just imagine, Steve, if those two events can clean out the long-term food storage supply in this nation, when the critical event happens, when the America hits the wall event happens, it will not be available. And if you do not think you will be out there, and I hate to say this, if you do not think you will be out there doing the same thing, selling whatever you have, whether it's your children or whatever, you are wrong. If you remember the story in the Bible of Joseph, you know, after the people had given up all their money, they gave up their land. So in the end, they lost everything they had. I imagine that there were wise people in the land of Egypt at that time that went to school on Joseph's dream and said, you know, I know the nation is storing food, but I'm going to do it for myself also. I imagine those people fared a lot better than the ones that had to come to the government, Joseph, and mortgage everything they had to feed their family. We do not know the power of starvation in this country and what it drives people to do. Steve, I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately, I've traveled to a lot of third world, very desperate places, and I'm telling you, you see need. And people will do anything. They will sell anything to meet that need.
I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, too, that you understand that the shortages are already showing up, not just in the food business, but I've bought by, and Doug and Joe, people that are on thyroid, especially natural thyroid, they can't get it right now because the companies that produce it they're claiming they're way backed up. And even saline bags that used to sell for $5 a piece, a doctor friend of mine said they're going for $35, $40, and they're in short supply. I think one of the things that most people don't understand, and I told all the newsletter writers that I know and guys that write headlines, Doug, Joe, and Bob, on the words collapse mean nothing anymore. Economic Armageddon means nothing anymore. There are no terms that anyone can possibly use anymore because all of those words have ceased to be effective. It doesn't matter if you use catastrophe, collapse, starvation. We're watching Venezuela starve, and you know, still the mainstream press doesn't say where is all that money going because it's one of the largest oil producer exporters in the world. So somebody's getting rich at the expense of people dying. And again, I think what really is critical is if you look at all these survival shows on the History Channel or A&E or wherever they're at, and they're all over the place, if you notice how long it takes for these guys who are some of the most rugged outdoorsmen, some of the toughest military guys, spec ops guys, Green Berets, you name it, they're there, but eventually they come to the F question, that's food. And the idea that everyone's going to go into the woods and live like Daniel Boone when they possess not the skills, the knowledge, or any of the understanding that everybody else who believes they're in the same category will be hunting for the same goods. You know, Doug, I've used this term before. You want to be where everyone else isn't. In any panic, that was kind of my, if you will, I guess you'd call it my motto for preparation. You don't want to be downtown when the streets are being burned and the stores are being looted. You want to avoid those areas at all cost. And unfortunately, there's an idyllic mindset that because, and I'm speaking not me now, I'm using me just in a first person, because people who think this mindset are really in trouble. Well, I'm a good person, and that won't happen to me. The good people, and God bless them, they're, you know, I would encourage them to understand this. History is replete with the same political movements that we're seeing undergoing in the streets of America right now, and there are people that will run the estimates of up from 100 to 200 million people killed under Marxism and communism. Yet we're undergoing a complete civil war. We're undergoing, and when I say this, it's in the background, but it will come into the foreground with such fury. January, I believe the truckers have new regulations, which somebody, you know, has got to get the administration's attention. You know, the farmers, excuse me, not the farmers, but the truckers are stretched as thin as they can get. I mean, when you appreciate how little a trucker makes over the road and his expenses, I'm not talking about fueling the rigs and stuff, I'm talking about these are the men that basically take whatever's produced, and ladies, whatever's produced, they deliver it to your table. The store is just an intermediary. So I think it's really critical that people understand this, that there is no greater life assurance, A-S-S-U-R-A-N-C-E, than obviously planning for this. You can do a lot of things, but when you starve, and obviously when the heat's off and those things, look, it's not, it used to be, anybody who would talk about food storage, I got, and Bob, you know this, anybody in the prep business was called fear mongers, fear porn purveyors, selling fear to sell food, blah, 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 blah. But now you've got entire parts of the Pacific Ocean basically dead. There is no living organisms to eat. You've got the entire Arctic now going into a treaty where they can't fish it for 16 years. You've got the situation where 50% of the Hawaiian Islands, the fish are turning up radioactive. And never in the history of the world have basic physics books been rewritten to accommodate the political agenda of the lying devils from hell that know exactly what's going on with ionizing radiation and all of the ramifications. And you think we got thyroid issues now, just wait another couple years. They won't report anything that's real. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we want to present what I'm calling a come to the breakfast table ahead of time and understand this, that there's way more to what's going going to take place in the coming days. So I would encourage everyone to listen carefully because, look, Bob's been in the prep business 20 years. I was in it for 30-some years. And the deal is that we actually know what's going on behind the scenes. And I remember, Bob, when a certain, and I won't say agencies, government agencies, and called you, and they got credit cards, and they said, we'll take everything you got. I remember Shane Connor, KI for you, when they'd land an airplane at the airport and say, bring everything you got, and they'd buy it all. Ladies and gentlemen, the underground bases, the military bases, the elite bases, they're stockpiling and storing because they know what comes tomorrow. Unfortunately, the people that are in denial may not see tomorrow. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Steve. We have so forgotten what need is in this country. You know, we have spent money that we don't have to keep the circus going, and yet we have come to the brick wall right now. We are coming to so many things, as you've pointed out. The debt is at crisis level. We have threatening nuclear war. We have threats of civil war. We have threats of EMP, disease, you name it. You know, Steve, when I was in prayer one time, God asked me, by whose standard do you judge? And, you know, we in this country have been trained to judge, well, the stock market's up. This is people are making money. And that is a standard by which we judge whether we have God's blessing on our nation. And yet we forget that the blood of 70 million children, that unrequited blood, still has been unaccounted for. We have made a mockery of marriage. Everything we can do to invoke the wrath of God on ourselves, we are doing as a nation. You remember what you said? God, before he judges America with nuclear fire from the Russians and Chinese, would reveal the sins of America's leaders to its people and the sins of the people before a holy God. We see that going on right now. That's exactly what has happened. And if we think because the stock market is up, it is a sign of God's blessing, we have missed the mark biblically by a mile. We have
I agree, and continue to finish your thought. I'm sorry, I spoke my thought out before I let you finish yours.
We have come to the point where we are facing the wrath of God. Now, again, you said people discount the words catastrophe, disaster, collapse. Because of what the church has done to the word of God in America, we have also done the same thing to the words of judgment, of wrath, of indignation that God has against a nation that has murdered its children, that has made a mockery of the sanctity of marriage, the most holy institution God gave men. We make a mockery of it. Even in the church, it's divorce, remarried, and there are biblical causes for divorce, but it's not because I just don't like you anymore. And the church accepts all this. And so if we judge by the standard that God lays out in his word, which I think is the only standard we have, we should be like Isaiah. I mean, we should lose the strength in our knees and just fall and understand the devastation that is coming. And I cannot say it more. Do not look at the natural and make the judgment that the news media is trying to convince you of. Look at the Word of God. Make that judgment. See how God deals with nations that do that have done exactly what we're doing. Food is one of the things that is attacked. You look, the women of the nation are ravaged. You look at Europe right now. Those women are being ravaged, and the government is encouraging it. You look in this country. You look at that lady who was just raped, I think murdered, and the guy was let go. Nothing was done to him. He was acquitted. If you go to Deuteronomy 28, and again, we want to make a godly judgment, a godly discernment, and you read the judgments that God says he brings upon a nation that is under his wrath, we see every one of those in play. The blessing has left our nation. The only reason you can have a stock market doing what we're doing right now is because we have spent so much money. I just read that article that there's $21 trillion missing. I mean, that money has been squandered out of our economy, and we are dead broke. We have no money. We have nothing left, and the world looks at us that way. Where we once were the light, the shining light on the top of a hill, we have now become a byword among the nations. And so, I call out to the people of God and those with a conscience. I've seen it. I mean, I have been there, Steve. There's those things I wish I could unsee. I've seen people traded like they said, baseball cards. Women sold. I mean, in the thing I was hired to do, there were some pretty vile things that you saw. But the thing you saw is when people get desperate, they will do anything. And so I tell people today, I just say, just look at your family. One day those children and that wife is going to come to you and say, I'm hungry. What are you going to tell them? And this isn't meant to lay a guilt trip on anybody, but what are you going to tell them? Forgive me, Steve. I needed the plasma TV. I mean, I needed a jet ski. What are you going to tell them? If you cannot look at the Word of God right now and understand that God, by His nature, has to bring this judgment on our land, then you're spiritually blind. And one day, those children or the family are going to look at you and say, I'm hungry. And there's going to be the wise. I mean, you know, there's the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. You know, when the bridegroom came and the 5 foolish said, give us some of your oil, they said no. And so this thing of sharing that somebody thinks they're going to share, it really isn't going to happen. And you're going to be left out there.
Hey, Bob, I'd like to address that issue. Probably the toughest issue, having been, you know, again, one of the guys who started the PrEP movement years and years ago, decades ago now. I don't want to admit how old I am, but decades ago, probably getting now close to 44 decades ago. The point is that we do not even grasp the gravity of the situation. There's only so many calories per person. I remember my former partner, one of the former COMEX traders, Larry Berg, who did a show, talk radio almost, I don't know, close to maybe 15, 16 years ago, before China even came on the scene in full financial fury with the appetites. And he said, you just watch what difference eating 2 eggs a day will make. The grain that feeds them, the distribution, the chickens, everything. And now we've got literally the Chinese exceeding us, and they are, in technology, and that was courtesy of Bill Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not know this, but we have secret patents. And that patent library is sealed up by the government for national security. I think I talked about it once, Doug, on your show. But that entire patent library of all the top secret patents was given to China by President Clinton. Go look at L'Oreal Satellite Corporation. How come North Korea's getting ready to lob ICBMs at us now and it has the potential? It's simple. Because someone gave them that technology or traded for North Korea's voluminous amount of strategic metals. So now we're at a point where we're seeing all these strange events taking place. And forgive me, but people have got to understand one thing. We used to joke about the movie with Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson, Soylent Green, and then came the robots that DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, came out with, that robots would be fueled by eating human bodies. Well, that wasn't fear-mongering. That was basically a Defense Department expense. And I want to make a clarification right now. AI, artificial intelligence, will not be derived on a purely molecular, atomic, or nanotechnological basis. The thing that will give artificial intelligence, it will be that which is being created artificially, in other words, God didn't create it, will be inhabited by evil spirits. Now, you know, it's interesting, Doug, Joe, I don't know, Bob, if you saw the story too, but there's a guy out on YouTube talking about the coming, you know, possession of technologically superior, whether it's robots or self-driving vehicles. But the point that people have got to understand, you cannot create life out of non-life, but you can have a spiritual entity that has, if you will, a life force inhabit a inanimate object. That drives some people crazy. I want to make another statement. I have the highest respect for the men of God who preach the Word of God from the pulpit. I have the highest respect of the men of God and of the women of God who are intercessors and stand true to God's Word. So, and Doug, I just want to share this. Some guy took me to task, and I'm telling you this, I had all I could do just to bite my tongue for calling the pulpits that don't preach Jesus and have surrendered to the devil the puke pits. Now, why I called it that, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said if we're lukewarm, he's going to spew us out of his mouth. So I want to clarify something. In no way, shape, or form will I belittle anybody who's bought with the blood of a lamb. Those who have denied the blood of a lamb, who absolutely challenge the authority of the Word of God, who don't even believe in God and call God she, those don't fit under the category, well, God loves them too. God judges the wicked. The Bible says that he's angry with the wicked all the day long. But we've lost our focus. Now, here's the deal. And this is kind of interesting that we're having this talk tonight. In all the times that I've written my first book, Blueprint for Survival, and then everybody else wrote survival books, many way better than that one, but it was one of the first on the market 2.5 decades ago. The thing that it was really astonishing to me, Bob, is a mindset of how to get people to help themselves, to help their families. And look, I've heard the stories, and I've heard, you know, where Bob's been, and you know, I mean, it makes you cry, ladies and gentlemen, when you see these beautiful human beings, and just brutally. And by the way, if you don't get it, you will soon. The Arabs are now once again starting slave trading in Libya. I don't know if you've seen those heartbreaking pictures, starving their fellow Arabs to death. I mean, look, this isn't scare tactics, but I don't know what it's going to take. I used to say, Doug, on the radio, Joe and Bob, and everyone's heard this probably ad nauseum from me, but what's it going to take, God, to get people's attention? Even now, people don't understand. And I'm going to encourage everybody, look, Numana, and this, if you want to consider this a infomercial, call it an info save your lazy, you know what, commercial, because you can still get the Numana food. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, you can basically go on that, and they put together meat packages, and they have organic, and they have non-GMO stuff, and that's going to get harder and harder to find. Garbage in, garbage out. Good health in, good health out. And then I would encourage you, you know, the number that you can call, you can use the code SQS, 888-491-6290, 888-491-6290. And then for those of you that want to even go beyond that and barter, you know, two of the most important barter items in the history of the world, most people don't know this, but is cocoa, i.e. chocolate. Ask any woman who loves chocolate if they would like to have that, or also coffee. And, you know, the people at InnerHealth Botanicals have just been amazing. Steve St. Clair, the owner of that company, has helped so many people. I can't tell you. I wouldn't embarrass him. But there are people that have been brought back, people literally malnourished. I'm talking about veterans, and I know a couple of them by name that were brought back. And so, you know, InnerHealth has been an amazing company to work with. You can go on my website, stevequayle.com, click on the InnerHealth banner. But these things are available in small quantities. And so if you want a good barter item, forget whiskey. There's more takers for coffee. And the coffee, their coffee is amazing. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker. I will drink this, though. They have a coffee that's got some really good mushroom extract in it. And it's low glycemic coconut sugar, and you know, there's a lot of neat stuff. That's in Coco Mojo. But the idea is this, that there are health benefits not only to cocoa, but also to cafe, and they have, I'm sorry, to coffee. They have the NutriCafe. So I'd encourage you to go on my website, stevequayle.com, and click on the banner, because Bob, I hear people, well, they're going to barter this, they're going to barter that, and we just have to go to Jacob and Esau and show that one who was a prince was brought to a pauper and sold his birthright because he was starving. And you've seen that all over the world. You know, you've seen people, you don't have to go into detail, but tell people to it's like to be with some of the most, and if you want to name country, I'll leave it to you. Obviously, I could do it because you've told me. But tell them what it's like to the average contempt for the common man or the common woman amongst the leadership that you had to, you know, you had to approach for selling a product. And by the way, it was a legal product, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't any clandestine illegality. But, you know, tell them what it's like. Tell them what it's like when, and I know that we both have read Savage Nation. As a matter of fact, you sent me the book. I read it on the air. But tell them what it's like, the attitude. These people don't count. As far as they're concerned, they're worse than dogs, correct? Bob?
Yeah, I'm here. I think I lost you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I asked you just to share how the, you know, quote, the elite that you would meet with, you know, in a sales position, the attitude they had toward the common people, treating them like worse than dogs.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, Steve. They look at America and they think that we are nothing but lazy people. I've had to make fun of the size of clothing that they sent to Walmart. I mean, just in every way. And these were some, you know, very powerful people in Asia, in the military, that told me these things. And you just understand that they have no respect for most of the American people, and especially our leaders. They just look at them with contempt. And that goes throughout most of the places I have been. They look at us with contempt, that we have no substance whatsoever, that we are immoral, and that we just do, we take and throw our weight around like a big bully and demand what we want. We don't get what we want, we throw a temper tantrum and we destroy things. That's what was told to me, and by more than one person. And again, these were, you know, powerful, well-placed people in their countries.
Well, and I think too, Doug and Joe, one of the things that people have got to understand is this. If, and I can't make it real to people, I can tell them that, you know, our national parks are pledged as collateral for all the nations that basically lent us money. The Bible says that the borrower is servant to the lender. I don't know that most people would understand it, but there are literally nations who can send their militaries in and claim what's rightfully theirs under basically the international commerce protocols, and two of our presidents gave them that ability. That was never the case before. So, being on talk radio, Doug, a number of years ago, some buddy on the West Coast who was listening to us from one of the West Coast ports up in the Seattle, Bellingham area, were talking about they were watching Chinese ships, loads of soldiers. And the guy was on the docks. He was kind of a manager of a bunch of freights and stuff. And he said, look, they're coming in. And he said, Steve, these men were so disciplined. And he said they had state-of-the-art. And the guy was former military, weapons and everything. And when he asked about it, here's what he was told. They're here to collect what's theirs. Now, they haven't collected what's theirs, but they own it. It's just like having an absentee landowner. An absentee landowner. You may get to occupy the land and pay rent or anything, but you really don't know who owns it. And at some point, Doug and Joe, and this is what I think is critical for people to understand tonight, is that when the trucks don't run, the store shelves aren't stocked. You know that the biggest corporation in the United States, one of the biggest that feeds America, obviously, is the Mart store, Walmart. And we've all heard the stories about the abandoned, the shutdown Walmarts. We've seen the death of retail. And yet we see the internationalists, the globalists, the global elite, and everything is designed now to have a central store. It's almost like the Erie Canal, Doug. What was that song? 15 years on the Erie Canal? you know, and the thing is that I owe my soul to the company store. What people don't recognize is that the king bees will only feed the worker bees enough to keep them alive, so that the king bees, and this is true across the history of the world, whether you're dealing with feudalism or you're dealing with, you know, what we see now as what I'd call, aberrant, in other words, it's an aberration of capitalism, you know. What we have right now is basically the motion to control everything under so few eyes, just like the media. What is it? Six major corporations own all the media in this country. So, you know, it's not only the fake news, them, it's a controlled news, them. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. Whether you understand the full effect of what we're talking about tonight. Let's say wherever you're at in a different part of the country, you know, it's 9:30 now on the East Coast, 6:30 on the West Coast, 8:30 in the Midwest. The people that have planned this stuff don't sleep in some part of the globe. Don't get me wrong, they have to sleep, unless, of course, the fallen ones orchestrating everything. But, you know, there's a disconnect between the supernatural events taking place, whether it's weather, whether it's volcanism. And I want to make something very clear. When you start looking at the cubometric volume of ash going into the upper atmosphere and all the strange weather, you know, it's got to be obvious to most people that, hey, this happened before in history in 1815 with Mount Tambora, and the following year they had no summer. And now we've got the most extreme geoengineered, as Dane Wigington, and I agree with him, events taking place on the planet, and people still are starting to say, well, you know, there must be something to that chemtrailing. Where were you 20 years ago? So the point being is that everything that's designed, so, you know, Bob, in a university town, Bozeman's university town, and I just question everybody else who lives in a university town, what's going to happen when there's no food in the student union building or the student cafeteria? And for the record, the Federal Emergency Management Agency knows where literally every refrigerator in a local community is located. They've done surveys, and why would they do that? It's simple. In an extreme event, when it comes down, you know, I even posted a story, well, other places you can look for food, you know, when everybody's panicked. Most of those places that look for food, the only way that you'll get any food out of those places, abandoned, I want to add, is basically beat the other people to it. And it was astonishing to me, Bob, that people didn't understand why FEMA would be doing an inventory of all available food sources in every county and every town across the nation. You want to address that?
Yeah, well, it's obvious, Steve. They know what is coming. You know, I've had the phone calls from people in FEMA buying food from me, and I ask them, plain coy, why are you buying so much? And they said, I can't tell you. Well, I kept pressing, and then this one gentleman finally told me, well, I'll say this, when they go out, they will not come back on. To me, what?
Make that statement one more time.
I had a call from a person in FEMA, a district manager in FEMA, and he wanted to buy a large quantity of food. And myself, I was playing coy, asking him, well, why do you want so much? What are you doing with this? And he told me, I can't tell you at first, but I pressed him, and he says, well, I'll tell you this. I'm buying it for my people. And when they go out, they will not come back on. And I presumed he was talking about the lights or electricity. He was scared.
For sure.
You know, Steve, I have known some people in the government. I've been friends with them and know them. And I can tell you, everyone, and Steve, I'm not saying this lightly. I'm just telling you, this is the truth. Everyone has told me it is over with. They are playing, one of the expressions was whack-a-mole. No matter what level of crime you deal with in America today, and we've all played that game, you beat one down, two pop up. You beat two down, five pop up. They are at that point right now where they cannot manage the crime that is happening in this country. It is so prolific that we are seeing the breakdown of law and order in this country. We are a nation. You know, one thing I learned in what I did for so many years is that You watch and look what people entertain themselves with, and that's what people will revert to when there's no one watching. In America, we are a pornography and violence saturated society. When the rule of law breaks down, do you think we're going to take up knitting? No. I mean, that's what we're going to do, Steve. These people that fill their minds with violence and filth, that's what's going to happen. We have a day of reckoning coming. You know, I had a John Lovell, the ranger, he told me, he goes, you know, it isn't what you have, it's what you can keep, what you can defend. You know, what is coming to this country is going to break. Is going to be a breakdown of civil law in such a manner that we are going to see just absolute anarchy in the streets. And that's why these people want to know where the food is at, because they know these things are coming. I mean, when I have people that are in pretty, I'd say, substantial positions in the government saying we're playing whack-a-mole, that's a sobering thought for them to say that we can no longer manage the crime that is happening in this country, and that we are going after only the top of it, because there's so much of it we can't control it. We are a nation that has been taken over by lawlessness. And again, Steve, it's like you said, I don't think these words have meaning to 99% of people. Economic collapse. I mean, I just read that article, $21 trillion. Think of that. If that's true, if our government, outside of Congress, which is the only one can appropriate that money, if our government has printed and spent $21 trillion that they haven't told us about, what have they bought with that money? Who have they bribed? What bunkers have they built? And then that begs the other question. If they're willing to violate the law in such a manner and steal that much money from the American people, do you think it would bother them at all to pledge as collateral our water, our timber, any of our natural resources? Do you think the American people really own those anymore? Or do you think they're pledged as collateral for the debt and the underhanded dealings that we, American politicians, have committed against the American people?
Robert, if I can jump in here, and Steve, this is Doug Hagman. You know, you're exactly right. And by the way, when $1 million goes missing, a million, people will look for it. But when $21 trillion goes missing, that's on a whole different level. In other words, the level of complicity with respect to that, it's not, hey, somebody just pilfered $21 trillion. No, this is invested, ferreted away for something, you know, black ops or whatever. So
that's what funds the secret space program.
That's exactly
what
right.
Funds everything.
Yes. Right. But I just want to mention one thing, because I can guarantee you this, and I don't have much, and this is the only thing I'm going to say. I don't have much tolerance for the self-professed Christians out there who say, well, you know what? We heard this same spiel. I guarantee you, I'm going to get at least one email on this. We heard the same spiel for Y2K, and look what happened. Okay. The only thing I want to say.
Can I address something with you? What happened? What people don't realize, what happened at Y2K?
Yeah, go ahead.
They got what they wanted. They developed a global computer network. They developed Skynet. That was the plan, to make every computer on the planet talk to one another. That was the plan that they weren't telling you about. But they wanted to orchestrate, and they used that so that every computer network on the planet could talk to one another and communicate without problem. That's what I think that Y2K was done. So when they said nothing happened, something always happened. When they're pushing something like that, watch out. Something is going on. When the right hand is taking your attention, drawing your attention, you better watch what the left hand is doing.
Hey, Doug, I want to read this, and Bob, this just came in real time from someone I know who's very, very well informed, okay? And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who mock this statement, you better take this statement serious. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Those of you who don't know Jesus, I would seriously be considering asking him to reveal himself to you. This is from a FEMA high-ranking person, okay? Roughly 25.8 million people were affected by these three storms, 8% of the entire U.S. population, and this number does not include those impacted by western wildfires. 4.5 million survivors registered for FEMA assistance. FEMA's individual and household program have approved almost $2.5 billion in disaster assistance to respond to three hurricanes. National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, policyholders filed approximately 121,000 claims, and the NFIP has paid over $5 billion to them. I want to put everybody in remembrance of the Deagle Report. Listen, I want to share something. If I put up people on my website, like, for instance, that do a tremendous job of research, I don't think that some people realize, like, when All News Pipeline, I get a lot of flack. Stephen Sanford did probably one of the best investigative pieces on the Deagle Report. He takes hours and days to go out and research stuff. So you know what? I don't care who says. I don't believe that anymore. You better start paying attention, because the Deagle Report says that, you know, within a matter of less than 7 years, the population of the United States goes down from 340 million to about 60 million people. So people say, well, what do they know that we don't know? Everything we're telling you, they know. Because Bob knows people. I know people. We all know people. And those people will share what they know if we, who have the microphone, are at least trying to be as honest as we can. So I'm going to give out, I've just got an email, Doug, I want to give out Numana's phone number again, because I think it's really important. And use the, they made this stuff, they have the no gluten, you know, specials and stuff. The stuff that they've made for me is the SQS special. So you got to ask them for that. And they also discount the prices. So, you know, you can either call Numana, or you can call Tyler. He works for me. Actually, he's my son. It could be kind of like calling Joe. But you can call him at 406-539-0713, you know. And I think that I'll give that out again. The code is, again, SQS. And you can call him at 406-539. I better make sure here, Doug. I got too many numbers in my head. 7913, I believe. And sorry about that. I usually have it all together. And
you said 0713, so.
No, that's not right. Here's the correct number. It's 406-539-7913. 406-539-7913, and talk to Tyler about ordering the Numana food special. And then the last thing I'm going to say, and I'll turn it over to Bob, is the fact that, you know, you're going to have, for those of you that understand the United States' desire for coffee and for cocoa, I don't think you can get better products than the InnerHealth products, InnerHealth Botanicals. And again, the idea is simply this. It's not only good for your health, but people are going to want the N-word. And Bob, that's something that everybody forgets. They'll talk about calories, but they forget the N-word. And the N-word is nutrition. So ladies and gentlemen, for InnerHealth, you can call 1-866-762-9238. 866-762-9238, and talk to them about the Steve Quayle specials, especially the Nutra Cafe and the Coco Mojo. I'm telling you this, you'll love this stuff, and it is one of the first products on the market to have so many health and nutritional benefits that, you know, they were the front runners. So please, we're giving you what we know in real time. And Bob, the situation with the, tell people, you've represented ready-made resources in your company, how many different long-term storage food places are, but tell them how little, when a panic hits, tell them how long it takes these food companies to recover to where they can even ship stuff.
It's gone out, Steve, as far as a year. We are close through the America hits the brick wall moment, and when that happens, there will not be a recovery. The food will be cleaned out within days, and then you will not get it, and then you'll be at the position of having to level for whatever you can get. And one thing I want to point out, Steve, the thing I like about Numana so much is they present an honest diet with that program. I have seen food supplies where they say 2,000 calories a day, and you look through it, and there's cans of sugar drinks, orange sugar drink. It's disingenuous. Also, one of the big things you have to watch for, and Numana has done it so good, is they say it has, you know, so many servings. Well, when you look at it, a serving might be 200 calories. Well, they are doing it in such a manner as to make you think, when they say serving, you think meal. And a serving is not a meal. And so when you buy these food supplies that advertise so many servings, you're not buying what you think you're buying. Numana provides 2,000 calories a day in their packages. So you're going to get a food supply that's well-balanced, and it is going to present to you the ability to eat in such a manner where you can keep working. Some of these food supplies you're going to buy, and you're going to think you're going to go through them very quick. And on top of that, it's food that's not going to be any, it's not going to have any nutrition in it. They're out there. Steve, you've been in it almost twice as long as I have, but I have seen everything under the sun of people selling what they're calling a food supply. And you look at it and you go, my gosh, this isn't a year food supply. This is a couple months food supply, and there's no nutrition. So, right. Daniel has done it good. You're getting food that is nutritionally sound, and it's going to give you enough that you can, you know, actually live and work. I mean, if you're eating 750 calories a day in some of these food supplies, you're not going to be doing much except for getting thinner. And so just watch it because... Go ahead, Steve.
And Bob, I think one of the things, too, I insisted, and Daniel, we're talking about Daniel Brigham, the owner of Numana, ladies and gentlemen, and he went out and busted and said, look, we need beef, we need chicken, we need, with no hormones, no growth hormones, we need, you know, really good meat protein. And look, I've sold MREs for years. I used to sell them by the pallet load. Bob, you have meals ready to eat. I've sold everything from Alpine Air to Mountain House to various, you know, Richmore. I mean, everything. Now, I want to make something clear to people. Alpine Air Foods used to be an American company. It's now been bought out by the Swiss. And if you understand who Nestle is, Nestle doesn't own Alpine, but they're smart. They understand that you have, when you can provide food or flavoring or whatever, you've got basically business longevity. But because the mainstream doesn't get it yet, and they will when the trucker strikes come or for whatever other reason, the whole idea of long-term storage food is to minimalize and actually, if you can, get rid of any refrigeration requirements to store it, because number one, you don't know if you'll have electricity. You plan as if you won't have electricity, but you can still heat it up, and whatever you can heat it up, and you can rehydrate it, and you can do what you can do. And my chief complaint, and Bob, you nailed it. This is my chief, I guess, my flashpoint, for the record, is that you absolutely cannot take a serving to equal a meal. And it takes honesty to say, look, here is how you derive the calories. Here's what the protein content is. Here's what the carbohydrate content is. And especially, like, again, when you're doing InnerHealth, man, they spell it out. Their inner food is amazing stuff. It's live food. Most people mocked Y2K. I know, Doug, you'll get that. You already brought it up. I said, do you realize you people that bought the food then probably had some of the only non-chemtrail food when they started putting the really bad chemtrail stuff in, outside of that, which was growing, you know, in greenhouses. So the point is that everybody, they overlook the obvious. Whenever they have, like, for instance, a pandemic warning, whether it's fake Ebola or, you know, Madagascar, whatever, or some combo pox, you know, combination of this and that and the other thing, there's something more sinister going on underneath. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is, you take your life in your own hand. I know there are people that can't afford this stuff, but everybody who is thinking of prioritizing whatever, you know, even going to canned foods, look, it's not organic, but, you know, it's got more calories than the stuff you pay more money for if it is a lying food storage program. We should call that an LFSP. So, ladies and gentlemen, please consider what we're hearing, you know, sharing with you tonight, and I pray you really hear it. And we can give you all the biblical, the time of Joseph, Noah, the little boy with the loaves and fishes. That was the first prepper in the New Testament. His mother knew he might be gone longer. And I was really praying about that, Doug, Joe, and Bob, when I got that. Lord, am I giving people some kind of a false hope or a non-biblical approach? And instantly, the Lord dropped that into my spirit. So it is a biblical perspective. The wise man sees evil coming and hides himself from it. Look, it's great. Thank you so much tonight, Doug.
Steve, thanks so much for coming on. And look, we have to recognize the times in which we find ourselves today. And this is part and parcel, I think. We could talk all day long about the issues, the problems, and we recognize them, but recognizing the time and the precious little time we may have left, if we don't prepare now, what good are we, really? And those who dare to mock, you know, it's one thing not to agree. Fine. Don't agree. Then go your own way. But certainly don't mock those people who take the time to prepare and to be good stewards biblically. I think that's a biblical principle. So thank you, Steve. Thank you so very much. By the way, just to be clear, the phone number is 406-539-7913.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I apologize. I was given half of his and half of mine.
No, that's all right. I do the same thing. So, Steve, thank you so much. Robert Griswold,
thanks.
Go ahead. 2 minutes we've got. Take us out.
Well, I tell you, it's what I said. You know, Steve brought up the Deagle thing. I was thinking that before the program, and I thought it was very fortuitous that he brought that up. They are predicting a substantial reduction in the population of America. My question, anybody who's listening, is what do you base your judgment of where we're going on? Do you base it on God's word and what he says about a nation that forsakes him? We can look at Italy and Germany. They gave in one decade to doctrines of demons, and in one decade their nations were destroyed. We have given in to these doctrines of demons for more than a decade. We see the signs of destruction everywhere. God is benevolent, and he is warning his people if you're willing to listen. You know, as I think Jim Rawls says, team up, train up, and stock up. Network with your friends, get together, have a plan so that you can prepare and survive this thing that is coming on our world. It is going to be devastating, and I think Deagle points that out very clearly, that we are going to see some things that are going to shake us to our bone. It's going to be terrible, but I just know in my spirit, because I know God's word and what it says. And so I would just say to people that have an ear to hear, listen to what the voice of the Holy Spirit is saying. Listen to what the voice of God says in his word. And I think if you do that, he is going to direct you to do what is necessary to put your family in a position that you have a greater chance than most to survive.
Robert Griswold, thank you so much. A man who's seen much, who has experienced much, readymaderesources.com. Contact Robert Griswold if you have any questions about preparation. He's there to provide information, to provide the materials for your preparation, from night vision equipment, which is second to none, and of course the hardware and the food. Joe?
Yeah, and don't forget, tomorrow we are going to be on the Kate Daly Radio Show at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, both my father and I.
That's a Fox affiliate. Yep.
Yeah, Kate Daly Radio Show. John's been on a few times. We're really looking forward to that. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, the Doug Hagman Radio Show, 9 to 10 and then we will be on the Hagman Daily Show live on Blog Talk Radio at noon. That show will air on Global Star 2 to 3. But if you want to join us live and call in and be part of the show, make sure you tune in at noon. I'll put all the links out there on the website and social media. Then we'll be back here tomorrow evening for another great show. Thanks for everybody for tuning in and listening to us tonight. Have a great evening.